With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump is slamming the Federal Reserve chairman and hinting at possibly firing Jerome Powell.
In a message posted online, the president criticized the Fed for not lowering interest rates and said Powell's termination cannot come fast enough. The president has not been shy about voicing his frustration with the chairman, whose term doesn't expire until next year. On Wednesday, Powell warned that the Trump administration's trade war was highly likely to push inflation higher and slow economic growth. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Mission failed. Democrat U.S. Senator Chris Van Hollen of Maryland returns from El Salvador empty-handed. He had hoped to meet with and ultimately win the release of imprisoned Salvadoran national Kilmar Abrego Garcia, who was recently deported from the U.S. But the Salvadoran government says forget about that. He will stay in prison. The White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt voicing disbelief at the people the Democrats are standing up for.
The Democrats and the media in this room have continually and wrongly labeled Kilmar Abrego Garcia as a Maryland father. There is no Maryland father. Let me reiterate, Kilmar Abrego Garcia is an illegal alien, MS-13 gang member and foreign terrorist who was deported back to his home country.
Abrego Garcia's attorneys argue their client is not a terrorist. Also at SRNNews.com, D.C. federal judge says he has found probable cause to hold the Trump administration in criminal contempt of court for failing to turn around aircraft carrying deportees to El Salvador. Italy's premier at the White House today for talks with the president. Trade and tariffs expected to rank quite high on the agenda. Watching Wall Street, the Dow down 644 points. This is SRN News. The United Kingdom's top court says the definition of a woman is based on biological sex and excludes transgender people.
Britain's Supreme Court has ruled that the terms woman and sex in the Equality Act refer to a biological woman. The unanimous ruling means that a transgender person with a certificate that recognizes them as female should not be considered a woman for equality purposes. But the court added that its ruling, quote, does not remove protection from trans people, unquote, who are still protected from discrimination under UK law. George Williams, SRN News.
Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders signed into law a bill ensuring that faith-based organizations can follow their moral convictions when placing youngsters in homes. Under the Keep Kids First Act, state officials cannot force faith-based groups to place children in homes that are not aligned with the group's religious convictions. This is SRN News. Some Israeli leaders would prefer military action to arms talks when dealing with Iran, but the U.S. begs to differ. We have the latest from the Media Line's Felice Friedson.
Plans for a main military strike against Iranian nuclear sites that would have featured American air power flying cover for Israeli commandos on the ground have been shelved in favor of a U.S.-led diplomatic engagement with Iran. The New York Times reports that the decision came amid disagreement among Trump administration officials after the Ayatollah reversed his position, opening the door to indirect negotiations. Those opposing the main mission, Director of Intelligence Gabbard, Defense Secretary Hegseth, Vice President Vance, and Chief of Staff Wiles, saw a low chance of success and the ability to revert to the military option if talks fail. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com.